Hashtag OCR GCSE Computer Science Podcast, Memory, RAM and ROM. Intro music fades in and out. Host, hello, and welcome to the GCSE Computer Science Revision Podcast. I'm your guide, and today we're diving into a fundamental part of any computer system, memory. We'll be looking at RAM and ROM, what they do, why they're different, and how virtual memory saves the day. By the end of this episode, you'll be able to tackle those tricky exam questions with confidence. So, let's get started. Short musical sting. Host. First up, let's talk about the big picture. Primary storage. Imagine the CPU, the brain of the computer. It's incredibly fast, but it needs somewhere to hold the instructions and data it's working on right this second. That's the job of primary storage. It's the CPU's short-term workspace. Now, there are two main types you need to know for your exam. RAM and ROM. Let's start with RAM, or random access memory. The best way to think about RAM is like your desk at school. It's where you put the textbooks, exercise books, and pens that you are using for the lesson you're in right now. It's your active workspace. In computer terms, RAM is where the operating system, your open applications like your web browser or a game, and the data you're currently using are all stored. The key thing to remember about RAM, and this is a crucial exam point, is that it is volatile. That's a fancy word that simply means when you turn the power off, everything in RAM disappears. The desk is cleared, ready for the next day. So, for one mark in an exam, you'd say, RAM is volatile and loses its contents when power is removed. So what about ROM? ROM stands for read-only memory. If RAM is your desk, ROM is like the instruction manual that's been permanently glued to the inside of the desk lid. You can read it, but you can't change it, and it's always there, even when the desk is packed away. In a computer, ROM is non-volatile, meaning its contents are permanent and are not erased when the power is turned off. Its job is to hold the most essential startup instructions for the computer. This is called the BIOS, that's B-I-O-S, or the bootstrap loader. When you press the power button, the CPU looks at the ROM, which tells it how to perform a self-test, and most importantly, how to load the main operating system from the hard drive into RAM. So for a mark, you'd say, ROM is non-volatile and stores the BIOS or bootstrap loader. Short musical sting. Host. Now, what happens when your desk, your RAM, gets completely full? If you try to open one more application, your computer could crash. This is where virtual memory comes in. It's a clever trick the operating system uses. It takes a section of your secondary storage, that's your hard drive or SSD, and uses it as a temporary extension of RAM. When physical RAM is full, the operating system moves data that hasn't been used recently from RAM to this special area on the hard drive, which is often called the paging file. This process is called swapping or paging. This frees up space in RAM for the new application you want to open. The key trade-off? Accessing data from a hard drive is thousands of times slower than from RAM. So while virtual memory is great because it prevents your system from crashing, it can really slow things down. An examiner would give credit for explaining that pages of data are swapped between RAM and secondary storage when RAM is full. Short musical sting. Host. Okay, let's talk exam technique. Here are some common mistakes and top tips. A very common mistake is being too vague. Candidates will write that ROM stores files or the memory. That won't get you the mark. You must be specific. It stores the BIOS or bootstrap loader. Another pitfall is with virtual memory. Many students think it makes the computer faster. It doesn't. It's a safety net that prevents crashes, but it slows down performance. Make sure you are clear on that distinction. So, my top exam tips. First, when a question asks you to compare RAM and ROM, you must discuss both volatility and purpose to get full marks. For example, RAM is volatile, whereas ROM is non-volatile. RAM stores data currently in use, whereas ROM stores the startup instructions. That's a perfect multi-mark answer. Second, for virtual memory questions, always mention the movement of data, use the keywords swapping or paging, and state that data is moved from RAM to secondary storage. Short musical sting. Host, ready for a quickfire quiz to lock in that knowledge? I'll ask a question, pause, and then give the answer. Let's go. Question 1. Is RAM volatile or non-volatile? Pause. Volatile. Question 2. What is the name of the program stored in ROM that starts the computer? Pause. The BIOS or bootstrap loader. Question 3. What is the process of moving data between RAM and virtual memory called? Pause. Paging or swapping. Question 4. True or false? Using virtual memory speeds up the computer. Pause. False. It slows it down, but prevents crashing. How did you do? If you got them all right, fantastic. If not, just rewind and listen to the core concepts again. Short musical sting. Host. So, let's summarize. Today we've covered the three key memory concepts for your OCR GCSE exam. RAM is your fast, volatile workspace for everything you're currently doing. ROM is your permanent, non-volatile instruction book for starting the computer up. And virtual memory is the safety net that uses your hard drive as an overflow for RAM when it gets full, keeping your system running but at a slower pace. Thanks for listening to the GCSE Computer Science Revision Podcast. Keep up the great work, and I'll see you next time. Holt, your music fades in.